With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. World leaders and the Russian opposition activists wasted no time on Friday in blaming the reported death of an imprisoned opposition leader, Alexei Navalny, on President Vladimir Putin and his government.
Alexei Navalny was a man who dared to speak out in a country where dissent is dangerous. As news of the opposition activist's death spread, Russians gathered to remember him. No mass protest or public fury, just silent tributes at monuments to the victims of political repression. There were a handful of arrests. Mostly, though, people seemed stunned.
That is the BBC's Sarah Rainsford reporting from Moscow. Many are gathered at the Munich Security Conference, where the agenda included defense assistance for Ukraine. President Biden has picked up an endorsement he may not want. White House correspondent Greg Clarkson explains.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said his country would prefer to see Joe Biden win a second term, describing him as more experienced and predictable than Donald Trump. That's even though Moscow strongly disagrees with the current administration's policies. Mr. Biden is a fierce critic of the Russian leader, calling him a killer in 2021 and denouncing Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Putin has frequently praised Trump, so his motives for saying President Biden is a better choice for Russia were unclear. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Former Senator Jim Talent says it's no surprise Israel is ignoring calls from Western liberals not to invade Rafah.
Well, I mean, the problem here is that Israel is insisting on winning. And the Biden administration and much of Western Europe doesn't want them to win. They were okay with them fighting for a while, but not winning.
Talent was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention issues a voter guide.
It's called The Nations Belong to God, a Christian guide for political engagement. And it was put together by the denomination's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission just in time for the accelerating 2024 election cycle. ERLC spokesman Miles Mullen tells the Christian Post, quote, "This guide casts a vision for a political engagement that goes beyond just voting, but encourages Christians to be involved at every level of politics in a way that honors the Lord." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The government of Pakistan has announced that starting in the fall, Christian students in the public schools there will no longer have to study Islam. In fact, a new curriculum is to be introduced this year that will allow Christian young people to learn about their own faith, including some lessons on the Bible, Jesus, and church history. Pakistan's Minority Teachers Association says it's a victory for religious minorities. This is SRN News. An update on the D.C. police officer shot this week.
Charges have been filed against a man who shot three Washington, D.C. police officers. Law enforcement were trying to serve an animal cruelty warrant and ended up in a day-long standoff. Officers removed several guns and 31 dogs from the home of a man named Stephen C. Radigan, also known as Julius James. The shot officers were treated for leg and arm wounds and have been released. Radigan told police that he fired the shots because he feared for his and the dog's safety.
This correspondent, Haya Panjawi. Some exciting medical news this week.
A medication used to treat asthma can now be used to help people with food allergies avoid severe reactions. The FDA has approved a new use for Xolair. It's the first medication approved to reduce allergic reactions caused by accidental exposure to foods such as peanuts, cashews, milk products, and egg.
This correspondent, John Scott, reporting more on these stories at srnnews.com.